T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, this is the moment you've all been waiting for.
D'Amico Ryans is my guy. He is the one that I want to lead this organization.
Okay, I gotta say this, though. Hold on, show.
Yes!
Hold on, show.
Go ahead. Hilarious. Larry well, lost it.
Were you going to try to piss Hannah off right there?
Sure felt like it.
Didn't it? Shut up.
Anyway. Hope we can get him back on.
Yo, oh, scary asses. Here is some news. Some news here.
What a day.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Ah, The Drive is live and in color, and it's in the house. All right. That was hard to kind of...
Now I can dance with that party.
That was kind of hard for you to regenerate what you did yesterday, but it was in the ballpark. It's hard to touch it again. I think maybe you should kind of maybe cut that start from yesterday's show and really
listen to that
and
gotcha.
See if you can replicate that
okay.
again. It was close.
I'm on it.
What's up there? All right, Clint, a lot to get to today. KJ Wright, former Super Bowl champion, who played at the same time D'Amico Ryans did. He'll be here to talk to us about all things with D'Amico, the Super Bowl, and that's right, he is a teammate of Russell Wilson, isn't he? And a little teammate of
yes,
old,
he was.
Of old Sweetwater Russ.
Yes, so, he was, brother. And that's got he's got to have a little he's got to have an opinion.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's got to have an educated opinion on what the hell's going on with Russ right now.
That's what I want to know.
Little inside.
You on that Richard Sherman, Doug Baldwin side of how you feel about Russ? Are you on that Jerry Jeudy? That's my quarterback side. I just want to know. I want to know which side. So he'll be with us at 2:40. All right. The excitement. Listen, I'll say it right now, and it's okay. I'm used to being the heel. The bad guy here, I get to feel that I probably will.
Hold on, show.
Thanks, Cal. Cal really, really was waiting on that one, wasn't he? Really was waiting on that. But your excitement, your belief now of the new head coach has taken yep. you to feel there could be a not just improvement on this football team, but improvement on what Cal said is important yesterday, and that's winning.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a legit move that gets the Texans to 8 or 9 wins next year. I'll go with the big number. I'll go with 9.
Oh my God!
Absolutely. Look.
So it at 9.
Yeah, I'll go with 9. I'll put it out there. I'm pretty confident. And here's the thing: it's not just the D'Amico Ryans move. It's if we really look into the where this organization is right now, I think they're primed and ready to take off. I think D'Amico Ryans is a good pilot to get them off the ground, if you will, and moving in the right direction. I think there's some things that if we really look at and we take a little closer look at, I think some folks may come over to my way of thinking. I started with this. Right, we'll get into D'Amico Ryans, and we already have for a day and day two now, and look, we can get into the organization and what I mean when I say that I think it's primed and ready to take off. But what really pushed me to, hey, this is more real than just an initial observation. I took a peek at the schedule, show, I took a peek at the 2023 Texans schedule. 5 of 17 games are against playoff teams. And I'm counting Baltimore, Tampa Bay type of playoff teams. They got in because everybody else didn't want it.
Yeah, it does not look as daunting playoffs. As the schedule was this coming this year.
I remember doing radio with you. I think it was our first year together, and there were 7 of the first 8 opponents were absolute monsters, and the Texans didn't have no damn chance, right? This is not the case. You look up and down the schedule in 2023, there are literally, of 17 games, there are 5 opponents that were in the playoffs this year. Jacksonville twice, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who aren't going to have a quarterback, Baltimore Ravens, who in the hell knows what's going to happen there at quarterback. The other one, it's who you start the season with next year, the Cincinnati Bengals. That is a true, I would say, obviously, Super Bowl contending football team. The rest of them either miss the playoffs or they're fringe playoff teams at best. And so, look, I think there is a real potential here for D'Amico to come in here and he and Nick Caserio just do things, I would say, that are expected. Use the cap space wisely. Hit on more of those free agents than you miss on. Hit on more draft picks than you miss on. D'Amico, do more with particularly the 2022 draft class, but even going back to the 2021 draft class, get more out of a couple of those guys. And build a staff around you that's going to get the most out of these guys and put these guys in position to win. And then, D'Amico, do what we know you can do, which is be the best defensive coordinator in the game. I all of that together, show absolutely, yes, sir. I am 100% comfortable in a 9-game being the mark.
713-572-4610, Trailer Wilder Frame text line. D'Amico Ryan's the new head coach because that is the only change thus far. To this team, 8 or 9 wins. Do you feel that like Clint? Is Clint getting you there? Is Clint explaining? Because the schedule, he's right. Last year, they played the AFC West. You're sitting there. They've got the Chiefs, the Raiders, the Chargers. Like, that was a daunting schedule. I can't get there at all. I don't even know who the hell the quarterback's going to be. And I don't know who the draft picks are going to be. I don't know who they're going to get in free agency. And I would hope they're going to get guys that improve over that, but I can't. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Hell, I don't know who's coaching them. Like, I don't know. We don't know at all who's coaching them. And just, like, this is one of the worst rosters in the league. Like, he's taking over. I mean, you can look at it. How many – you can count on your hands how many guys you feel like, all right, these are real dudes. I mean, it ain't as bad as what David Culley took over, but, I mean, it ain't. It's not like, oh, Kevin O'Connell, he goes over and takes over the Vikings. They've got Pro Bowlers or other teams that, or hell, even Doug, and taking over the talent they had already started to put in with Jacksonville. I mean, I got to know who the quarterback is. I got to know who's coaching the quarterback. Like, let's say, I mean, we're just going to be honest. This team has been making poor decisions for years. They've made one really good one, it appears, with D'Amico Ryans. I'm not prepared and ready to say, all right, they're about to kill it in free agency when they've sucked before.
But that's part of it. I mean, if they screw up free agency and they blow the draft, then obviously it's not going to happen. It's not, to me, it's not about like D'Amico Ryans is the only different. No, I'm taking into consideration the week schedule. I'm taking into consideration that I hope that they hit on a couple of free agents, more than they miss. I hope that they get more out of the draft picks that are there that Lovie Smith couldn't. Hell, he's playing them out of position. You know, I hope they hire the right staff. Yeah, I mean, those are things that they've got.
That's three hopes right there.
Well, no, but I mean, like, what do you think they're going to do, just completely whiff? When they came in here last year and they asked us how many wins, when we all predicted how many wins we thought the Texans could get, what was your number?
I said 4.
You were at 4?
5. I said 5 last year.
So D'Amico Ryans, all the cap space, another draft class, a weak schedule, that's not worth 3 or 4 wins to you?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, especially right now as we sit here, I don't know who those guys are going to be. And we have to depend that this group who has made poor decisions throughout, except for D'Amico, are going to hit these moves. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm at. If last year's group with Lovie Smith, knowing all the things that we knew then, was a 5-win team.
Because we thought they were going to make improvements just with the improvement of the coaching staff.
I did too. I did too. But I'm saying if we thought that they were going to be a 5-win team then.
Ooh, 8 or 9.
If we thought they were going to be a 5-win team then I don't think it's a stretch at all to say with all of the things that have changed to this year that they could get to 9. I don't think it's a stretch.
Oh, I think it's a real stretch. Unless we come in here and then like, all right, boy, they've signed a veteran quarterback that we know. Like, to me, they got to sign a veteran quarterback. To me, if we're going to talk about 8-9 wins, they sign a big quarterback. They add in guys. You're like, okay, hold on. We'll see. Like, I don't know, man. And D'Amico, he's going to have to really replenish and put some pieces on that defense to, because that seems like that's going to be the spot to lean on right now, is to get some guys in on that defense. And that defensive line needs help. I mean, they got a lot of spots they need help with. To me, if they win 5 or 6, I think that is, especially the way they win it. They're on the right track to move. Because Robert Saleh took over the Jets. They won 2 games. They went over, brought in pieces, whatever. They have a lot more talent. They went from 2 to 4 in year 1. And then they went from 4 to 7 last year. So I just think, boy, this group here to jump to 8 or 9, and I think I'm seeing a lot of people here on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line roll with you. Well, they're saying as long as Davis isn't the starter, but roll with you and see that. But boy, that's aggressive to get.
Yeah, it is aggressive.
That's what I want to get from you, and I'm glad because you've said this. It's because you said it on the crossover. It's not hard. It's not as hard as many people to win 8 or 9 games.
What I mean is, if you yourself sat right here and said, "I can't believe somebody sat across the table and hired David Culley as a head coach." And he went out and won 4 games. Don't do stupid crap like that, and you can separate yourself from the 4 and 5-win football teams, and you can get to 8.
Do a blank on there.
Don't put yourself in a position where Lovie Smith's going up there talking about Davis Mills is the captain of this football team. Don't put yourself in a position where Brandon Cooks is the leader, the captain of this football team, and in reality, he isn't. You can't do things like that, and not to mention all the stuff that Jack Easterby was doing in the front office, running off great players. You can't do that. You can't do that and be an average football team in this league. Stop doing that kind of stuff. Start, and D'Amico Ryans is going to do that. You can't win 8 ball games if for 2 years straight you don't have a first round draft pick. You can't win 8 ball games if for 2 years you're shipping out your decent players because your general manager signed them to a horse crap contract. Right, I mean, you can't win 8 ball games if your best player, a $20 million a year guy in Laremy Tunsil, is after a week of an injury supposed to be in the weight room getting his wind back so he can come back to practice, and you don't see him again for the rest of the season. Like all of those things, I mean, there's a laundry list of things that take you from an 8-win team to a 4 or 5-win team, or an 8-win team to a 3-win team. Punting on 4th and 3 when the game's on the line and accepting a tie, stuff like that. I mean, that to me is. That's you eliminate those things and you start putting this team together the right way and start getting a staff, a coaching staff that Nick Caserio didn't pick to retain Deshaun Watson, or Pep Hamilton stuck around after the Deshaun situation. He's like, bring in guys that you know exactly what you're going to get out of them. You know who they are, and those guys make a difference. If they don't do that, then they're not going to win 8 or 9.
Tyler, you're the one who lost money last year. betting the
you
over.
You just
on
love four, bringing that up
on 4. I'm just saying we're 8-9 because you can be, because we set out before the season when we went out for drinks one time. Clint didn't attend it also there, but we went out for drinks and you rattled off the schedule. And you got yourself, I believe, to 10. And at the most optimistic
Thank
route.
You.
But you got yourself to 10. 8 to 9 right now with this. Like, is you as wild as fans? Because the text line is with it. The text line is, I am the biggest pessimist at 6-10. I am negative because I'm not ready to pronounce this group to win 9 games from what we've watched. You see this?
Well, first of all, I don't think you're negative, show, but I can see it, short answer.
You did it. You got there, didn't you? You got yourself. I like it. I knew you had an ally over there. I knew that Tyler, if you gave Tyler 4 to 6 minutes of your of your explanation, Tyler was going to get right.
I mean,
on
the
in
schedule
there.
Really isn't very, very impressive that, as far as the level of competition.
That pushed me over. Well, I thought yesterday when we were talking about it, I said 8-9 wins. It wouldn't surprise me. Who was it? This team and Denver. It wouldn't surprise me if one of them was 8-9. Both of them was 8-9 win team.
Because there's some sneaky ones on the schedule. Like the Jets are on the schedule that weren't a playoff team. And if they have Aaron Rodgers, that's a different look.
Sure.
The Browns, they're going to have and start the season with Deshaun.
Steelers.
They won going away and Deshaun stunk. The Steelers will have their guys.
Jacksonville
be better. Jacksonville's a different team. Yeah, we don't know who's going to play quarterback for the Titans. Like, I mean, they didn't make the playoffs. So,
I mean, look, a lot can change. I mean, here's the deal. If Brady goes to one of these teams, which he thinks he's retiring, or if Aaron Rodgers goes,
Brady's retiring.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, I mean, if something changes that's different right now with one of these teams, then it may swing the thought process there. But I just, when I looked at that schedule this morning, I thought, damn. I mean, there's not, like, I think Pittsburgh is a great organization. I think they're well coached. But if Pittsburgh comes to town with Kenny Pickett at quarterback, are you going all of a sudden, this is Pittsburgh's a favorite and they're winning this thing going away? I mean, you know what I mean? Like that, handful of teams on my point is that there's a handful of teams on this schedule. The only team on this schedule next year that I'm going, hey, the Texans might as well hang it up is Cincinnati.
This is just how I feel. The Texans need to be worried about the hell they're going to do themselves first. Because we're talking about Kenny Pickett. Because Kenny Pickett and all that, and they got much better options that they know of right now. This is a group that has made mistakes in the draft. The person who is going to be selecting in the draft is the same person who's made those mistakes. They've made mistakes in free agency. The same person who is making those choices in free agency is making them again. They've made one great decision, it appears, right now with DeMeco Ryans. Like they got to get their stuff. We talk about Kenny Pickett. Yeah, I don't know about Kenny Pickett, but I don't know who it is right now that's going to be the quarterback.
Sure.
And yeah. I'm not ready right now on February 1st to say, all right, man, they'll put stuff together to because right now, if you tell me Pittsburgh will win going away. Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, we'll see what they do, what moves they make. But forgive me if I'm not ready to say, now they hired DeMeco. Nick and company are poised to make moves.
Well, as Landry Locker would say, Show, can I interest you in a stat that might maybe sway you a little bit?
Sure.
This past season, we all know what happened with the Texans. Eight of the losses and the tie. Nine games this past season, the Texans lost or tied by one score or less. Does that do anything for you?
It just sounds like what really bad teams do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean a lot
fair.
But the Dolphin game got closer, and that game wasn't ever really close. Like there are some games like that, but that's what bad teams do, lose.
Yeah, it's going to come down to closer games, but there's just I think
y'all are right. I really do, because I would love to cover a team, because 8-9 wins means you're flirting with the playoffs.
Well, yeah,
I would love to see the joy of you, but I'm not ready to. Right there.
Yeah, look, I just, there's a lot of good, and not just DeMeco. There's a lot of moves to make that'll improve this football team. I mean, Nick Caserio would have to absolutely mess the bed in free agency to not get somebody to help this team drastically on either offense or defense, a receiver, a defensive lineman, an edge rusher, a linebacker. I mean, hell, three of the positions I just named. I mean, he would have to literally mess the bed to not get significant help for this team in free agency and in the draft.
All right, DeMeco, huge story. The coaches being hired yesterday from the Texans and Broncos, huge story. The big story today, Tom Brady has retired again, we believe. We'll discuss where his legacy is coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Y'all think Tom is serious this time? You think TV?
He sure sounded serious, didn't he?
Yeah, he almost got choked.
Yeah. He got voice cracked a bit.
You got a little bit of that, Tyler?
Oh yeah, I got you.
Let me hear a little bit of Tommy. Tommy got on there. That's what I woke up to this morning. I said, "Damn, we done lost Tom from football." Greg Olson's pissed. Go ahead. This is Tom Brady, who announced his retirement today.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Yeah, we started losing him there at the end.
Love you too, Tom.
No, Tom's done, man.
I don't think he's done. Stop. I don't.
Did you hear him?
Yeah, I heard him. I heard him last year, yeah, too.
Did you watch him? Like, that was a shot to him, man. He couldn't keep up with Dak.
That's all right. I mean, look
that
here.
That was a shot to him.
Look here.
He said, "I'll be damned, man. All right, damn. I got to get out,
this
man."
Look,
Dak looks like I don't even believe on the look here. On the same field as he.
This is he. I don't know why he just refuses to just be patient. He's gonna get off in this off season, get back to his routine of what he thinks retirement's like, and be like, "Man, come on, man, this ain't it. I got to get back. I still got it."
He got a job.
People going to talk about. I'm already hearing it today. Miles per hour on his ball, man. Ain't dropped off a bit. People going to be talking about, man, he still got a little in the tank. He still got this. He still got that. Teams are going to start calling. I'm telling you, if San Francisco and Las Vegas ain't calling, they're crazier than hell. They're going to start calling. Tom Brady's going to rethink this thing.
Plant.
I'm telling you.
This is very much like you want this. You're not personally done.
I don't want to see him. I think he's still got plenty left. I appreciate the greatness. I would love to see him go to another organization and win another title with another organization. Absolutely, I would.
You're not done with it.
No, I'm not.
I couldn't watch anymore. Some of the time that was hard to watch, man.
You know what I loved about that video, though, and it's getting, I've already seen it on social media, people talking about, "Oh, he didn't even thank a coach. He didn't do this. He didn't do that." Hey, man, under a minute, just tell folks, "Hey, I'm retiring, and thank you."
They said there's so many.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't thank the coaches. He didn't thank this guy and that guy. Man, shut the hell up. It was a minute. It was perfect. It was good. But just knock it out.
He was going. No, I don't have any problem with it.
I thought it was great. Yeah. I thought it was great. I think he's lying, but I think it was great.
Clint.
What?
He is not. He is done. The last time he just wrote something, didn't he? He just wrote something.
It was an open letter.
I feel like he did.
I mean, Tom's had a rough – he should know. Tom's better than this. Tom is better than this. I mean, you don't make – we're not even to the Super Bowl yet.
He's ready to come over and take Greg Olsen's gig. And Greg Olsen is – like, he's going to have to do a whole lot to get better than Greg Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
Wish he could take Romo's gig.
I agree. Romo and Aikman are locked in. I think Olsen – I was reading a little something earlier today that if they do what everybody thinks they're going to do, which is Brady jump into that seat, then Olsen needs to start – shopping himself around and see some of these older guys, see if he can't upseat some of these older guys that are.
I don't know who he's able to shop around on.
That are in the game. We'll see. I think Tom, boy, if San Francisco comes calling for Tom, he ain't going to be able to turn him down.
Yes, he's done, man. I'm tired. Like, he's got his rings.
I ain't got no use for you.
I mean, he's not the GOAT, but he's the greatest winner of all time. Well, he's the GOAT right now. Right now,
I was about to say, whoa.
He's probably about 5 years of that to hold on to that. But he's the greatest winner of all time.
Hold on now.
Like, let him.
Hold on now.
What are you talking about, 5 years? What are you talking about?
Hold on, show.
In 5 years, the people who are serious about things, in about 5 years, he's going to become like Bill Russell is in the NBA. Like, Bill Russell's the greatest winner. Like, Bill Russell has the most rings
R.I.P.
But then – while Jordan was still playing, there most people thought, oh, Michael Jordan, that's the best player of all time. And in about 5 years, when Mahomes continues what he's doing, like, we'll look up and say, oh, Tom Brady he's Bill Russell. Tom Brady's the man with the rings.
Tyler, these chief color glasses, man.
It's just another handful of Super Bowls, no big deal. We could just be honest.
What is there to be honest? He's got seven Super Bowl rings. Pat's got one.
I think we've been mature enough to understand.
Hey, old Kermit the Frog here.
That's the one thing Tom can do better than him, and that is talk. Listen, We were mature enough here to understand, like, it's, oh, the winner, the championships aren't even, like we said, Bill Russell, he's got 11 rings. Like, nobody looks at Bill Russell and is like, all right, yeah, I take Bill Russell over Jordan. Nobody does. Listen, Tom Brady is the greatest winner we've ever seen. And his superpower, the clutch, he's as clutch as we've ever seen. But Patrick Mahomes is as clutch as we've ever seen as well. And Patrick Mahomes can do everything that Tom Brady can do, and there are things that Tom Brady can only dream that Mahomes can do. So if you want to live in the world of he's won seven rings, that's it. I think we can be mature enough. Like, there's no anybody who would look and say, boy, if I got to take one quarterback and you take Tom Brady over Patrick Mahomes, you're crazy. So, I mean, he's got to win some, but I think in about 5 years, he'll probably have two more rings, and we'll start as we did with Jordan. Look up and be like, that's the best. That's the best of all time. And Tom Brady, a great, great player in all-time career, will be what we look at as Bill Russell.
What is it you don't like about Tom?
It's not that – see, don't do that. It's not that I don't like Tom. He just has somebody better than him. Tom was better than –
He's not. He's physically better. There's a lot of guys that are physically better than Tom Brady.
But Tom also had the other stuff. Pat has all that other stuff, too.
Does he have to do something other than play like a super sexy game before that conversation's had, or are you serious right now?
Dead serious. I don't know. And you're a quarterback. You've watched it.
I have the ability to, like what Tom did, and how long he did it. And I'm talking about, I ain't talking about the Super Bowls. I'm talking about how he played the game is as impressive as all the off platform throwing the ball, throwing the no look passes and all that stuff is. It's as impressive.
Well, his longevity is very impressive.
No, it's not the longevity. I'm talking about his style of play.
Sure. His style of how he won with his style of play. He's not better than Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes is as clutch as he is. Patrick Mahomes has those and
hold on.
Like, I do think Pat can't roll through here. Pat can't roll through here with one title. I agree with that. I give some to that, right? Like Jordan couldn't just roll through here with two or three titles. Got to give something to that.
Sure.
But Pat gets to four titles over the next 5 years, what he's going to do and the way he's doing it, like, I mean, we don't need to have, like, we're mature enough to say, well, that guy's got seven rings and he's got four, so he's better because he's got seven. No. Like, you can look and you can watch and you can say, Pat's clutch. Pat can do everything Tom does. Pat can do things that nobody else can do. He's going to win. He drags his team just as much Tom drug his team. In about 4 or 5 years, we will look at him the way we looked at Jordan and Kareem and Magic, who people thought were better than him, and say, that guy's at the top. Yes.
Man. Boy, them cheese-colored glasses are...
I mean, that's
they're in full force right now, ain't they?
You can call it Chief's colored glasses. He's the best. I mean, you can go look at the postseason.
Well, there's nobody would ever argue that Pat. I mean, they played in two whole different systems. There's no way that Tom Brady's going to throw and throw for as many yards. There's no way that he's going to play the same style of ball. But like, because Tom's was played between the ears and played at an unbelievably efficient level, it's not any less impressive than what Pat Mahomes does in terms of all the off platform stuff.
It's impressive as hell. It's just not as impressive as Patrick. It's not.
Okay.
Bill's okay. Impressive too. Not as impressive as Jordan.
Bill. I don't know. You keep talking about Bill. I don't know enough about the two's games to compare him to Brady and Pat.
All right, I am excited here. We can bring KJ Wright in here as well on that as well. We'll talk to him, see what he thinks about Tom Brady, and see what he thinks about the new direction the Houston Texans are coming in. KJ Wright is going to join the show coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ah, well, KJ got Rough Riders coming back, huh? I like that in you. I like that in you. All right, joining us now on the phone line, you can hear KJ on Seattle Sports Radio at 710 a.m., the KJ Wright Show. He joins us. Hey, man, appreciate you stopping by. I just kind of want to get started on what's your thoughts on this new direction that the Houston Texans are going in, hiring one of the hottest young coaches in D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, fellas, thank you for having me. And when it comes to hiring D'Amico Ryans, I absolutely love it. But here's the thing. Here's the thing to this all. You got to give him more than 1 year to get it done. All right, can we do that?
I think that's going to happen. I think
that's going to happen?
Now, okay. I thought it was going to happen last year, too, but I think that will happen.
That's Super Bowl winning case.
That's a record. Boy, I've never had anybody hang up on me that
Wow.
fast.
You must have pissed him off real quick, show.
Real quick.
Damn.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
Tyler will hopefully get back. Right there. But you start to hear it, though. You start to hear it. He going to get more than 1 year? That's how people feel.
I feel like I'm going to try to call him, and he's going to send me straight to voicemail.
That's how people feel at the national level. I just can't wait to see where he was about to go. It's just, is he going to get more than 1 year? Right? I mean, I didn't think we had to discuss this. Because last year I said, there's no way Lovey's getting fired after a year. And I'll give it to you. You said, well, I never say never. There's no way. Right? D'Amico, there's nothing D'Amico can do. He could go 0-17 next year and not get fired.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, with D'Amico, if we sit here and watch the Texans football games week in, week out, study the film, and we can come in here. I will be absolutely shocked, blown away, if at any point in time next year we come in here and look at each other and go, man, what in the hell are they doing?
Yeah. Now, I mean, I'd be surprised.
From the jump with Lovie last year, I'm talking about when the game started. It was just with that Indianapolis game, the way it ended, it was just like, what in the hell are we doing? And then the Davis Mills and the Rex Burkhead and using the number 3 overall draft pick out of pocket. It's just like, what in the hell is going on? Like I will be shocked if there's ever a point this year when we're even remotely close to having those kind of conversations about D'Amico.
No, I'm with you.
I really do.
We've said it. I think they'll be improved. Now, I don't know how many wins they are. They're damn sure going to be improved.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree to that. As KJ, I was going to say, we really pissed you off there, didn't we, KJ? I mean, he didn't like that response. But no, go ahead. Yeah, I think he'll get more than 1 year. But everybody's excited around here about that hire.
Yeah, my bad, fellas. And absolutely, you saw what he did as a player. You saw the resume he put together when he was with the San Francisco 49ers. And so when it comes to taking on this Houston Texans team, and I believe first and foremost, you got to hit in free agency. Who is he going to target in free agency? How does he want to build this team? Does he build through the offensive line and defensive line? And does he go out from there? And so it's going to be really exciting. Got to hit on the quarterback. Both. I hope he can get Bryce Young. That's my favorite quarterback in this draft. And so for him to come in, he's got to change the culture, change these guys' mindsets, because honestly, they're still feeling the effects of Bill O'Brien. I mean, this team can go places if they get the right mindset, the right talent in that building, and get back to where we know the Houston Texans can be.
Well, KJ Hill, you're the Super Bowl winning linebacker. I mean, that's what we got you on for. What if it's your job defensively, if it's your job. And look, you can't miss it. All three levels of this defense, they need help. If it's your job, you're a defensive-minded coach, where do you believe in starting in terms of signing those big-time free agencies and addressing the voids in the defense, where would you start?
You start defensive line. You start right there in the middle. I'm a big fan of Daron Payne out there with the Commanders. He's a big force in the middle, someone that can, set the edge, someone that can get to the quarterback a little bit, stop the run. And you got to start there. And then you go from there. Who's going to be the pass rush? Who's going to be able to get to the quarterback? And so you have linebackers. They have a lot of holes, but you definitely got to start with the interior of the defense. That has got to be solidified. That has got to be strong. And then you build from there.
All right, as we're joined here by KJ Wright of the KJ Wright Show in Seattle on 710 AM. Curious, we just saw the big news today. Do you believe Tom Brady? You believe he's actually retired?
I surely hope so. For his sake and everybody else's sake, I mean, you just look at what he's done. I mean, it is time. It's been time. I watched him this season. He looked so stressed. He looked so frustrated. And I was like, man, Tom Brady, he's not having fun out there. We play this game because we love it. It's fun. It's exciting. But he looked this past season that he was not enjoying football. And so job well done by him, man, to go out, 20-plus years. 7 Super Bowls and all decade teams in 2 different decades. I mean, people ask me all the time, hey, KJ, who's the best player you played? And without hesitation, I say it's Tom Brady. Just his presence on the football field. He's never out of a game. His clutch in every situation, he has an it factor. And so for him to put together the resume he's done, I put him above any athlete, basketball, hockey, soccer, any athlete. Tom Brady is number one when it comes to the best to ever do it.
KJ, in about 3-4 months, when the Raiders call or the San Francisco 49ers come calling, Brady ain't gonna have that itch.
Here's the thing: the itch won't leave him. The itch will not leave him. This man has his whole entire adulthood has been football. Majority of his life has been football. The itch never leaves. If you tell me the Seahawks call me this year, hey, y'all need some help? let me come. I would have been there. But, he has to make that decision. Hey, what's important to me right now? Is it family? Is it resting? Is it my health? He has to put his priorities in order. And so for me, when I retired, family had to come first. And I believe right now, he has to put his health at, number one. Just sit back, relax, man, and enjoy the other side.
All right, KJ. The other coach that was hired yesterday in Denver, Sean Payton, many people thought was the top the top name there. And really, he's there to try to fix your former teammate, Russell Wilson. And listen, I don't think Russ is done. Maybe you do. I don't think he's cooked. But do you think he is unfairly viewed as the type of guy he is? Because it seems like that's where a lot of complaints and issues come from.
Yeah, it was hard to see that because his character was being, you know, his character was being assassinated in the media. People was calling him phony. He's fake.
And, is he not? Know, when you,
I'm gonna say this. He does a really good job, a little bit too hard, in protecting his brand. Like, everything coming out of your mouth should not be the right thing. You know, everything should not be pitch perfect. You should mess up as a human. You should be authentic when you're in front of the camera. And I believe he tries so hard to put on this image, and like, people just didn't quite connect with Russell Wilson. And so, good dude, good heart, but I believe he tries so hard to just portray, hey, I'm this man, you know, I don't do this, I don't do that. Hey man, just be authentic, be real, and the people can live with whatever you bring to the table. And so it was hard to see him struggle this year. I don't think he's done. You don't just have 10 great years and just look like a bum, you know, all of a sudden. So hopefully pairing him with Sean Payton, he gets Russell back on track. I know he will be very honest with him. And, you know, I believe Russ Wilson would be just fine next year.
Do you draw any parallels? Because the more I think about it, I think about where Sean was in New Orleans with Drew, an undersized quarterback, building his offense around him. Do you draw any parallels to Sean's experience with Drew as you see him moving forward with Denver?
Yeah, I need Sean Payton to take that playbook that he had with Drew Brees and throw it in the trash. When it comes to Russell Wilson, these are two different dudes, two completely different guys. And you don't come to a Russell Wilson in his 12th year and be like, hey, let's try to do this. No, what you have to do, Sean Payton, is, hey, Russell, what are you good at? I am going to draw my offense around what you are very good at, your reads. What do you like? And you saw Nathaniel Hackett try to turn Russell Wilson into something that he is not. And something that he would never be. And so I need Sean Payton to learn from Hackett and get to the drawing board, go back. You know, you have plenty of film to watch in the Seahawks days. Hey, what are you good at? How can we be successful and maximize the talent, this talented offense we have? Because they definitely have a lot of weapons that Russ can get the ball to.
Hey, one more before we get you out of here, KJ. How you see the Super Bowl going coming up in a couple weeks?
First of all, it's going to be a good one. This is going to be a great game. You got the greatest of this generation, Patrick Mahomes. You got this, you know, dominant defense with the Eagles. And I just look at the Eagles, and I don't see a weak spot on this football team. I look at all three levels on defense, all three levels on offense. They can run the ball with Miles Sanders. Jalen Hurts can run and pass it. Two number one receivers with A.J. Brown and Smith. I mean, there's just no weaknesses on this Eagles team. And I believe that with the Chiefs style of offense, you're going to pass the ball 85% of the time. This defensive line is just going to pin their ears back and get after them. And so I believe that I got the Eagles winning. It's going to be a shootout. I got to be in a shootout, but I got the Eagles pulling it out this year for another Super Bowl.
All right, KJ, we appreciate you jumping on with us, man. We'll have to do it again.
Hey, sorry about the missed call, the drop call, fellas. Let's do it again soon.
All right, that's KJ Wright who joins us. KJ Wright Show up in Seattle on Sports Radio 710 AM. I think he did it on purpose, to be honest with you.
What, oh, drop the call?
Yeah, I think.
I mean, with how you piss our guests off, can you blame him for getting out a little early?
He didn't even want you to have his number.
That is a good point. That's a quick trigger if he did it on purpose, man. That would be damn. That was.
Oh, you weren't gonna blame me on that one.
That was almost disrespectful if he did that one on purpose.
All right. Yeah, man. No, no, he brought some good points. I'm glad to hear him because, you know, it's like Russ has different sides of people in his locker room. So he's a former teammate. He seems like that he is not in the Richard Sherman side of things who just
if it would have been like you asked a question and it would have been very easy to say absolutely his character assassinated, he's not that dude. He said, well, I'm gonna say this, you know,
because he said he got called as phony. I said, well, isn't
well, he's phony, corny, phony, however you want to couch it. Yeah, no, I look, I totally disagree with the Sean Payton Drew Brees. I draw parallels to it. Like I think what you have to do for an undersized quarterback is get him throws, quick throws out wide, quick throws underneath. You got to have a killer screen game. Obviously, have to have a good exotic run game. And you take your shots when they come their way. I think there's some very, very similar aspects to you know, how those guys have to play the game a little bit different than your gunslingers or your you know, your Pat Mahomes and your Josh Allens and those kind of guys today.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate you again for joining us, KJ. Coming up, listen, we're starting to get some names. We're starting to get some names in terms of the importance, the position of offensive coordinator. We will give you those names and tell you exactly why it could be such a huge, huge deal. We'll discuss that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.